Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed higher in all categories today. A really strong and impressive day. Some outside factors playing a part in it. But we closed 5.5 to 5.75 cents higher in the corn. March corn up 5.75 at 376, 2 cents off of its highs. Beans up 4 to 4.5 cents. January front month beans up 4.75 at 497. And then the wheat futures surprised the market here. Didn't close on their highs, but they had a really strong day. Chicago March wheat was up 11 cents at 478 and a quarter. If you look at the chart there, kind of an outside day after the contract made new lows in the past few days. So a really strong rally. Of course, the market's still in the downtrend. We're about 30 cents below the moving average, 50-day moving average on that March Chicago wheat. Kansas City wheat was only up 9 to 11. That was about 8 cents off of its highs there in March. In July 2016 wheat was at 496 after trading up to 504. Could not hold that $5 level, but it was still up 8.75 at 496. If you look at a chart there, very similar to the Chicago wheat, it's been making contract lows, but today it broke out to the top side, but still remains below the 50-day moving average.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
This morning we kicked off with exports and then a export announcement. And had 132,000 metric tons of beans sold to China on the soybeans. And then the export sales report for wheat with 392,000 within the range of 250 to 500. Corn on the low end of the range at just under 500,000 metric tons. The market was expecting 500 to 1 million. And then beans were on the low end at 878,000, where we were expecting 800 to 1.2. Informa Economics released their latest world crop production numbers. They increased corn by 500 metric tons. They increased the wheat crop by 1 million metric tons. And then raised the bean crop by 400 metric tons, so increases across the board. And tomorrow we've got Stats Canada 2015 crop estimates. The expectations are for wheat to be 26.7 million metric tons, a little bit bigger than the previous report. Hedge funds still short wheat, corn, and beans. On days like today, it makes you think that they're getting out of that short position. Of course, the U.S. dollar today had a huge impact on that. It is down over 200 points. Driving the grain futures higher.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, December live cattle down 340 at 125.70. February down 217 at 129.45. January feeder cattle down 97 at 159.75. March down 80 at 157.80. December lean hogs down a dollar at 58.35. And February down 32 at 58.82. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat up 10.5 at 458 and three quarters. March up 10.5 at 476. 6.5. December Chicago wheat up 12.5 at 464.75. December corn up 6.25 at 370.25. March up 6.75 at 377. January soybeans 5.25 higher at 897.5. March up 5.25 at $9.25. December cotton down 25 at 61.86. March up 45 at 63.95. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.